The Bearcats again and sweep the season series, or will Cincinnati improve to 11-1 at home and get a big conference win? Tune in to find out. If it's NCAA basketball, it's right here.
NCAA basketball, Memphis at Cincinnati, Thursday at 6 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM, KGYM.
And good afternoon, everyone. At 3 past 3, gym class getting ready to come your way right here on KGYM. Coming up, we are going to talk a lot of basketball. Mike Grimm, play-by-play voice of the Minnesota Golden Gophers, will join us. Iowa, Minnesota, coming up this weekend at the Barn in Minneapolis. Also, Kevin Lehman stops by with his weekly feature, Off the Glass, as we will talk Iowa, Iowa State, UNI, Big 10, Big 12, Missouri Valley Hoops with the coach. That'll be coming up on the show. We will also go over what happened on the lanes last night and look ahead at tonight's Iowa, Indiana, and Iowa, Maryland games. It's all coming up on the Gym Class on KGYM. Gym Class here on a Thursday on KGYM, and we welcome you in. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes. Zach Schmitz, buttons on the other side of the glass, our producer here today. Thank you very much for joining us on this cold and sunny Thursday in the wintertime here in eastern Iowa. 1600 AM, the AM signal all around eastern Iowa. Brand new 102.3 in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 in Iowa City, and the Gym OT 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids as well. Thank you very much for tuning in to the show today. Lot to get to. A lot of college basketball to hit upon. The Houston Astros tried to apologize to the world today at their spring training complex. As you might imagine, that went over like a lead balloon today. And other things going on in the world of sports. Two big road games for the Iowa men and women tonight. The Iowa men in Bloomington, Indiana to take on the Hoosiers. The Iowa women with an early start Central Time. They will take on Maryland for the Big Ten lead. That one over at College Park, Maryland. Both those games on the BTN beginning back-to-back at 5 o'clock. Ladies first, followed by the men at 7 o'clock. How you doing today?
A little chilly, but I'm doing well.
Little chilly? It's a little chilly in the studio. Mm-hmm. It's cold outside. Bundle up. Minus 20s as far as windshields are concerned.
Good thing I think it's temporary. We're going to be on the rebound here in a day and a half or so. And if this is the worst it gets, I'm good.
Hopefully it'll get better.
Class today.
Yeah.
Others didn't.
No, there's some that didn't have class today. Others with a delay, but we are ready to go, and we got a good show for you here. If you'd like to get in touch with us, the First Federal Credit Union text line, as always, is available at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. Our thanks to First Federal Credit Union, Tom and Dan and everybody over there. We do appreciate everything they do for us. College basketball coming up tonight on 107.5, the Gym OT, along with 106.3 in Iowa City. It'll be American Athletic Conference action. The Memphis Tigers and the Cincinnati Bearcats. And that will be at 6 o'clock with a 6:05 tip-off tonight for you right here on KGYM on those two frequencies.
Brought to you by the Alex Kuhn family?
No, it is not brought to you by anything to do with the Kuhn family. It was Westwood one and happens to be a key game in the AAC coming up tonight. Memphis won the first one. We'll see if they can win both of the games. Very tough to win in Cincinnati, though. They got a very good home court advantage. So does Indiana, but they lost the last time out with Bobby Knight at the Assembly Hall. What's going to happen this evening as Iowa comes to visit? 319-366-1600 as the First Federal Credit Union text line available to you out there. No Cordell Pemsel tonight for the Hawkeyes. Very shorthanded. I imagine we're going to see some Riley Till, maybe even some Austin Ash tonight.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting in that regard. What's more interesting to me is Indiana has lost four in a row. And you've either got a team that is on the downhill slide or a team that is going to be very, very hungry tonight. And Iowa won over there last year. In fact, swept the season series. Very close point spread. Indiana, last glance, was favored by 1.5, which to me is, you know, it's pretty much a toss-up. But we do have a poll question today at KGYMRadio.com, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. What's the most likely outcome in Bloomington tonight? Iowa wins or Indiana wins? Thanks, as always, to Emil's on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's.
Yeah, very good question. Indiana coming in at 5-7 in league play. Hoosiers right now sit 12th in a very tightly bunched Big Ten. Indiana loses tonight, 5-8. They're at 64 right now as far as their net ranking is concerned. They are. You cannot be more squarely on the bubble than the Indiana Hoosiers are
right now.
Pretty
perilous right now, isn't it?
And they lost their last game at home to Purdue. Not only lost, but got belted pretty good by their rivals. And with everything, all the hoopla surrounding Bobby Knight coming back to Bloomington, taking in the basketball game, 1980 Big Ten championship team there, etc. Maybe a little bit of a letdown. Good chance, good time for Iowa to go over to Bloomington. And Iowa, seemingly over history, yes, they've been blown out a couple of times, but they've had their share of success against the Indiana Hoosiers.
I don't know how to answer that poll question. Much like most games in the Big Ten. Not all, but most. And, again, I think it's either going to be an Indiana team that is reeling and will sputter to the finish, or it's a team that's going to be very, very hungry tonight, knowing that it is a bubble team and it needs as many wins as possible. Yes, the depth of Iowa is going to be a factor. You got to stay out of foul trouble. You've got to take advantage of Luka Garza. Wieskamp and Frederick got to have
the big three
solid games.
Got to have big games.
Yeah. So I don't know how I'd answer that poll question.
If two things here. We talked about Indiana. If the Hoosiers win tonight, you will have 6 of the 14 Big Ten teams, either 7-6 or 6-7. And draw your own conclusions as far as if you think that is just parity or the Big Ten is really good. Again, draw your own conclusions as far as that is concerned. Now, you take a look at it from the Iowa perspective, Mark. If the Hawkeyes win tonight, they can put at 9-5, they put a little bit of daylight between themselves and the middle of the pack as far as the Big Ten is concerned.
Mm-hmm.
I think people out there, if you probably tested them, would say today and Sunday up at Minneapolis, if the Hawks can come away with a split, I think a lot of Iowa fans out there would take that.
Yeah, and why not? That would mean you'd get a road win. Iowa's only had one so far this season, right? 1-5, I believe. So I think that would be a positive. Although I think both games are very winnable. First Federal Credit Union text line available to you, 319-366-1600. Check out firstfedcu.com/KGYM and learn how to get $200 when you open a new checking account with that fine organization.
Thank you to them for the help. 319-366-1600. Then you got the Iowa women. They are at Maryland tonight to take on the Terps and Brenda Fries. Friend of the show, Brenda Fries, former Cedar Rapids Washington product. First place on the line as far as the Big Ten is concerned. And I believe Terps are something like an 11-point, almost a dozen-point favorite at home. The odds makers do not like the Hawkeyes in this one.
No, they don't. Iowa won by 7 or 8. At Carver Hawkeye Arena on a night that Iowa got badly out-rebounded in that game. But fortunately for the Hawkeyes, Maryland shot it at right about 30%. So I don't expect that to happen tonight. And it looks like the odds makers are feeling the same way.
Yeah, and we'll see. You and I with another big win last night. Panthers avenging the loss. As yes, thank you, 26-62. Iowa 3-4 on the road. But one of those was at Iowa State.
1-5 in the Big Ten, I believe.
Is it 1-5 in the Big Ten? What was the other? I'd have to double check on that. You and I with a big win last night. Panthers defeat Illinois State, did what they had to do. The guards came through in a big way for the Panthers. Illinois State played tough last night. Played very, very tough last night. Now you and I gets ready for a Saturday night showdown in Chicago, which has been moved, I believe, to one of the ESPN platforms at 7 o'clock. I think it's ESPN2, I want to say. We'll have it for you on Saturday night as well, as the Panthers will take on the Loyola Ramblers in Chicago. You and I won a very closely contested game in Cedar Falls about 3 weeks ago. So we'll see how that one plays out when it comes around on Saturday night.
Yeah, Illinois State's only won 8 games all year, but it did defeat you and I on New Year's Eve, I believe.
Illinois
one
State,
of the very
yes.
early games.
First game out of the shoot.
And then was very tough last night, as you outlined. But you and I, God, A.J. Green not only threw his second season yet, and he's already got 1,000 points.
Amazing, isn't it? More than likely going to end up being you and I's all-time leading scorer, unless he does come up with an injury. Kyle says Iowa's lone Big Ten road win was at Northwestern.
Mm-hmm.
You were correct, Mark. I never doubt you. Never doubt you. It was a bad second half for the Iowa State Cyclones last night. Things were okay at halftime for Iowa State. Had some good vibrations going on, single-digit game, and then Oklahoma came out and just absolutely buried Iowa State in the second half and ended up with just about a 30-point loss in that game for the Cyclones. Tough. Sir Bolton had only 6 points last night in that game for Iowa State. He's got to score for Iowa State to win without Tyrese Halliburton.
Tyrese Halliburton, his absence felt tremendously. And you got to wonder if this team's going to quit on Steve Prohm.
Hope not.
Certainly you hope not. But it's going nowhere. You know, they're playing out the string right now, and unless they miraculously win the Big 12 tournament, and that's not going to happen either.
Doesn't look like it at this point. But a lot of college basketball. We'll talk about it with Kevin Lehman, the coach, coming up in just a little bit. We'll also talk about it with our next guest, Mike Grimm, play-by-play voice of the Minnesota Golden Gophers. The Eastern Iowa native will join us, and we will talk about the upcoming game on Sunday, Iowa and Minnesota from Williams Arena. We'll do that when we come back. You're listening to the Gym Class on 1600 AM, 107.5 the Gym OT, 102.3 both in Cedar Rapids, and 106.3 FM in Iowa City. Back with more after this.
At CPU Hoyt Jewelers, Valentine's Day is all about the bundle, baby. Now through Valentine's Day, Friday, February 14th, we're bundling the love with our local romance bundle. Let me tell you what I'm talking about. With any purchase of just $99 or more, we're going to throw in a beautiful box of chocolates. Now, if you spend $2.99 or more, you'll get the box of chocolates and a $50 gift card to 30 Hop. Now, are you ready for this? Spend $9.99 or more, and you get the chocolates, great, the $50 30 Hop card, sweet, and a one-hour couples massage from Hands in Harmony. Woohoo! Now that's an awesome local romance bundle. And of course, in Seeky Hoyt fashion with approved credit, you'll get 0% financing for 12 months. It's the Valentine's Day local romance bundle, and it's only at Seeky Hoyt, now through Valentine's Day.
Is one of your New Year's resolutions to remodel your home? Look no further than Alexander Lumber and Answers by Alexander. Need new doors? They can help. The same goes for hardware. Are you looking for new cabinets? They can design the new space of your dreams with beautiful, well-born cabinetry. And they have lumber, of course, but also decorative shiplap and other trim as well. If you're remodeling in 2020, consult with the designers at Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
Okay, guys, Valentine's Day is...
Wow, February 14th. That's soon.
So get it together because she's expecting something good.
And by good, I don't mean last-minute flowers from the gas station.
I'm talking about something that treats her right, pampers her, and makes her feel special. Like basically anything from Elevate Salon and Spa. They have all kinds of Valentine gift ideas. Massage, facial, manicure, pedicure. And if you can't decide, an Elevate gift card gives her lots of choices. Stop by Elevate Salon and Spa, Edgewood Road and Blair's Ferry Road.
It's time for some straight talk. You know what a full court press is in basketball, right? Full defensive coverage with no holes. Well, that's the kind of coverage you get with Straight Talk Wireless. It runs on America's best 4G LTE networks, same as the big carriers, but just for a lot less. Just $45 a month gets you the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G, saving you up to half the cost of the big carriers. No contract. Full court coverage, half the cost. Straight Talk Wireless. Everything for less. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Hills Bank is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics on the Gym. Connect with a banker in office or on our Here app. Hills Bank. Connection is here. Member FDIC.
Back with you on the Gym Class here at KGYM on this Thursday. Kevin Lehman, the coach, will join us coming up in just a little bit. We mentioned we've got college basketball coming up tonight, Memphis and Cincinnati. We're going to talk to Mike Grimm here in just a couple of moments as Iowa and Minnesota will go at it on Sunday up at the Barn in Minneapolis. One of the great places as far as college basketball is concerned. Always enjoy watching games up there. A little bit different, obviously, much like Purdue with the raised court, etc. And should be fun.
Been to a hockey match there before, not a basketball game.
I've been to a basketball game and not a hockey match. Hockey game.
We got it covered.
319-366-1600. We'll get a hold of Mike coming up here in just a couple of moments. And as I mentioned, Kevin Lehman will join us coming up in a little bit. No Zach in Los Angeles at the Genesis, but he usually is there too. So interesting by his absence. But Tiger is on the prowl on the front nine as far as the first round is concerned. He eagled the first, much like most of the other people in the event, but they didn't have tweets go out because of it. Tiger at 3 under par right now as he plays his seventh hole. Right now, the leader is Matt Kuchar at -7. Kuchar with a nice 7 under par 64 today. And right now, he has a lead of 3 over several golfers, including Russell Henley and Wyndham Clark. But there's some big names lurking. Big field for this one. Great field. Rory McIlroy, Patrick Cantlay, Jason Day, Bryson DeChambeau, Brooks Koepka are all there within 4 shots of the lead.
Yeah, it's actually a 120-man field versus your normal full field event. But what you get with that is essentially all or most of the top players in the world.
Sure. Very much so. Very much so. So we'll let you know how Mr. Woods and the rest of the field, how they're doing over at Riviera. That will be coming up here throughout the program here today. Why don't you get to the poll question one more time for us at KGYMradio.com.
I can do that. 7 o'clock tip tonight or shortly thereafter in Indiana at Assembly Hall. What is the most likely outcome of tonight's game? Iowa wins or Indiana wins? And go ahead and vote at KGYMradio.com or give us your opinion or analysis on the First Fed Credit Union text line, 319-366-1600.
Yeah, before we talk to Mike here and while we got a couple of moments, if you'd like to weigh in, you mentioned, interestingly enough, that the Gophers have 8 days off before their game against the Hawkeyes. Interesting.
Yeah, and it's going to I was prepared to ask Mike about tonight's Iowa-Indiana game, but Minnesota has not seen Indiana yet. Still has 2 games left against the Hoosiers. So, game Sunday at noon, and, you know, this league, week, like any other week, is huge for most teams, and certainly the Iowa basketball program.
Interesting. Well, tonight, big. Sunday, big. They're all big at this point. And we'll talk to Mike coming up in just a moment. 319-366-1600. We mentioned the Astros had their news conference today on the first day of spring training at their complex. And went about as well as you could imagine that it was going to go. The Astros did what they did. And trying to make it sound like, well, we could have won anyway if we didn't really cheat, was not really what the public wanted to hear today. And you and I talked earlier today. I'm not exactly sure what in the world they could have said to soothe the feelings and thoughts of fans of Major League Baseball. Probably couldn't say anything. They cheated. And pretty much got away with it for the most part. So whatever was said today, I just don't think was going to be looked at as the right word choices for Houston.
Well, Alex Bregman and Jose Altuve gave prepared statements so far as I know, but the most incredible thing to me is Astros owner Jim Crane saying it didn't have any effect on the World Series or the postseason. I don't remember which verbiage he used, but if you know what pitch is coming, that benefits a batter, does it not?
I would have sure.
You'd like to know what that slider was coming
what pitch
on
was coming.
One and two, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
For him to say that is just preposterous. Yeah. So I'm not sure what could have been said to smooth the waters, but maybe not say anything at all.
Mike Grimm set to join us right now, play-by-play voice of the Minnesota Golden Gophers, also former baseballer and softballer. You would have liked to have known what pitch was coming, wouldn't you?
I don't know if it would have mattered. You know, I think it's you have to have a high enough level of skill to decipher it. I usually couldn't swing at a curveball, so it didn't matter. Those would be a problem. But yeah, I agree with you guys. I was listening there a little bit. I'm not sure what the answer is, but Houston did not give the right answers. That's for sure. Mark would appreciate this. Marwin Gonzalez was on that World Series team. He's now with the Twins.
Mm-hmm.
And he came out with a great statement earlier in the week down in Twins camp where he said he was regretful that he didn't speak up. He was regretful or remorseful that he was part of it, and that he expected fans to boo, that it was not good, and that he hoped that everyone could get over it. And he was asked, "Do you think it helped them win the World Series?" He didn't say yes, but he said it's hard to say no. You know, probably. You know, he's like, you can't say for sure, but from the sounds of it, I did not see the Houston stuff, but from the sounds of it, it wasn't exactly out of the textbook PR damage control situation.
Mike, we did get a text as you're coming on, and it reads like this. If Mike Grimm comes on the show and lies about being any good in fantasy sports, I would reconsider booking him in the future. What's that about?
Oh, those, I'm sure those are from my buddies over at the Cotton Gallery in Marion, where, by the way, I'm wearing a fancy West Delaware Hawks hoodie right now from the fine folks there. But I'm in a league there with some high school buddies who run that place, and I take their money most years, so they're just jealous.
Jealous. That's what it is, pure jealousy right there.
Pure jealousy, yes. Let's put it this way. I eat free on those guys quite a bit because I take their money in fantasy football and baseball.
Indeed. Well, Mike, big game. Obviously, they're all big this year in the Big Ten. Minnesota really in need of a victory, and as Mark pointed out to me, the Gophers with a week to get ready for the Iowa Hawkeyes for the game at Williams Arena on Sunday.
Well, yeah, the Big Ten did no favors to the Hawkeyes, that's for sure. You play tonight in Bloomington, fly back tomorrow to Iowa City, or fly back tonight to Iowa City late, fly into Minneapolis on Saturday and play a noon game on Sunday. So in the meantime, Minnesota's getting rested and practicing and trying to get better. And it's hard. That's going to be an uphill fight. But sports is weird. Like And the Big Ten this year is weird. Right when you think you got it figured out, who knows? So I have no way of knowing how that will impact the game, because others would say, well, the Gophers could be rusty after being off a week. I will say this. The Gophers in January were the only team in the Big Ten without a bye week or a bye weekend. Everyone gets two of them. Minnesota now obviously just had their bye week, so to speak, where they had no games during the week. And that has helped. But they had a 27-day stretch where they played 9 games, including 5 on the road. So you factor in 27 days, so there's 9 games, so there's 9 days you really don't practice. And then 5 of those are on the road, so there's about another 6 or 7 days where you can't practice because you're traveling and doing different things. And then the NCAA mandates you have some more days off, right, a day a week. So you're playing games and traveling, and that's about it. So this is a week that they probably needed to try to, just hit on stuff that the fundamental part of the game that they hadn't hit on. So the scheduling is what it is. Everyone runs into some weird stretches and some quirks, and this Thursday to Sunday, 2 road games for the Hawkeyes with a stop in Iowa City in between is one of those quirks.
Yeah, Fran McCaffrey and the Hawkeyes are not looking ahead, as you know, Mike. We are. To that Sunday game, tell us about the Gophers, the ups and downs of this season.
Well, it took them a minute at the start of the season. They played a really tough non-conference, which has actually helped them. In most years, the Gophers are 12-11. You'd say, well, they're an NIT team at best, but they're sitting at like 38, I think, in the net rankings, which means that if you're a Big Ten team at 38, you've got a shot to make the tournament. Now, they're going to have to stack some wins up. I don't think that, 16 and 15 will get them there. But if they can get to 17 or 18 wins, they're probably going to make the tournament, as weird as that sounds. It's not like the good old days, in the 80s and 90s where, the magic number was 20. With all these formulas and the predictive natures and the efficiencies and all that stuff they factor in now, this is a Gopher team that has played itself into a spot, even at 12-11, that if they can finish strong here, and they'll be favored probably in 4 of their last 7. There'll be a toss-up game there, and then there'll be an underdog in 2 of them. So they could win 4 or 5, and then who knows what damage they may do in Indy. So they're, in other words, they're a team that can make the tournament if they play winning basketball from here to the end. After they have 3 transfers that are all in the starting lineup, 1 a grad transfer from Drexel, and then 2 guys that sat out last year, 1 from Vanderbilt in Peyton Willis and 1 from Pitt in Marcus Carr. And, it took them a little bit in the preseason to kind of gel and to figure things out. And then they've got one of the best big men in the country in Daniel Oturu. And obviously him and Luka Garza will have, they had a good battle in that blowout down in Iowa City. Those two each put up big numbers. Obviously, the Gophers would love to make it a little closer here Sunday in the Twin Cities.
Yeah, you mentioned that battle between, I think, the best 2 big men in the Big Ten, all around anyway. Coburn's in there as well, but I'm not sure he can put offensive numbers like Oturu and Garza can. But Oturu had 22 points, 12 rebounds, and Luka had 21 points, 10 rebounds. Oturu played Luka probably as good as anybody in the conference or throughout the schedule that first time around, which seems like about 2 years ago they played in Iowa City back in early December.
Yeah, and that game was kind of when Minnesota has not played well, it's because they've not shot well. I think and it wasn't, and then they got not disinterested, but disengaged when I think their guards were something like 3 for 29 or something. It was crazy. I think Marcus Carr, who's really their leader, was like 1 for 10, and Gabe Kalscher, their off guard, was 0 for 10, and Willis was like 2 for 7. It was like 3 for 29 or something. And this team has kind of fallen hostage to that. When they have not shot well, they've zapped, that the energy's been zapped on occasion. So they have had a couple of ugly games, home against Michigan State, at Iowa. And then they've had some good ones, because those guys are good shooters. And, if you make shots, things go better on the other end of the floor, too, for them. So I think that's a game. If Iowa fans are thinking that they're going to get that Minnesota team Sunday, I would think they won't. But, again, who knows? But that Gopher team that Iowa fans saw was not really a good representation of what this Gopher team's about. And then as far as Oturu, this is going to sound kind of counterintuitive, but this is how I've described him. He is so good at scoring close to the basket, and people will say, well, of course, why wouldn't you be? But if you watch Big Ten basketball, it's hard to score around the basket because they let everything. Like, they'll call a foul 40 feet from the basket on a tiny little nudge that has literally no impact on the game, and it's a foul. And then Luka Garza and Daniel Oturu and Caleb West, and these guys are just getting killed down there. Literally, there are times where there's blood coming from Luka Garza, right? He was bleeding the other day, and there was no foul called. So it's not easy to score around the basket. It just isn't. And Oturu has this great knack that he does. He can score through contact. He has a nifty way of avoiding contact. He has up and under moves. So he's really skilled at scoring close to the basket. Like I said, it sounds counterintuitive because you think, well, of course, who close to the basket, you should score easy. But anyone who watches Big Ten knows it is not easy to score around the basket.
Who's the best Big Ten team you've seen so far, Mike?
Well, it's going to be a little skewed for me because Michigan State has blown the Gophers out twice. So in person up there, then in person here. But they've also, you know, they're what, 4-5 now in their last 9. So they haven't exactly played great. But in person, they had it rolling both those nights, so they've been good. I think Illinois might have as much talent as anybody. We've talked about this on our radio broadcast before. When you talk about Coburn and Dosunmu, those two guys could be on NBA rosters next year. And as talented as Michigan State is, I don't think they have two guys on their current roster that will be on NBA teams next year. So maybe Illinois has on the top end of their roster, you know, two of the best players in the league. And then we have not seen Maryland yet, again, in a quirk of the schedule. Obviously, they're talented and might win the league when it's all said and done. They're tied for first. Gophers split with Penn State. We were just there this past Saturday, the Gophers were. And that team is now connected. That's kind of the new buzzword with teams that are playing well, is that they're connected. But they really are. I mean, Lamar Stevens is good. They're tough. They kind of take on the role of their head coach. I've been impressed with them. I don't know if they'll win the league, but if they get the right draw in March, they could be a second weekend team into the Sweet 16, and then who knows? I kind of like what they are, but I think Michigan State, when it's all said and done, probably is a team that has the best chance to make noise in the big tournament, the NCAA tournament.
Mike Grimm joining us, play-by-play voice of the Minnesota Golden Gophers here in the Thursday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. And you mentioned Minnesota squarely on the bubble, but the net looks good. And you mentioned what was coming up as far as Minnesota is concerned. Is there one thing the Gophers need to do to ensure themselves to get into the NCAA tournament? I think when Kalischer plays well and shoots it well, Minnesota is very difficult to beat. I mean, that's my breakdown of it. I wanted to get your breakdown.
I agree. It's shot making. If their shots are falling, and you know what, it's weird now with the way the game has evolved. It's really and Iowa has this as well. Not everyone has this, but if you got a big that can score close to the basket, they can also extend out, and Oturu can do that for the Gophers as well. The game for most teams has evolved into a 3-point shooting contest, and on nights where you're hot, like we saw Penn State at Purdue, they blitzed Purdue the other night in West Lafayette. Why? Well, they hit like 14 threes, and I think Purdue was 0-for-14 to start that game from three. And that was a week after Purdue set the record in all of the history of basketball, and they hit whatever it was, 19 against Iowa, and the Hawkeyes couldn't hit anything. It's evolved into if the basketball gods are looking down upon you on a night and you're hot, you can win. In fact, Richard Pitino and I joke a lot about it. He's like, I'll draw up some plays and we'll get open shots. And at the end of the day, it really comes down to if you're making threes, you're going to win. And if you're not, it's hard to win, even if you have a guy like Garza or Oturu posting up. So if Kalischer and Carr are hitting threes and Peyton Willis is throwing in threes, like the Gophers beat Wisconsin last week by 18 a week ago tonight. And Peyton Willis was 5-of-7 from three. And in essence, that, that's 15 points, and he was scoreless the game before and they lost. So, that's what the game's evolved into. It can be exciting, but you're right, Scott. I think at the end of the day, it's shot making. If you make shots, you've got a shot to win.
Mike, terrific football season for PJ Fleck and the Gophers. What have been the residual effects in recruiting, for example?
Well, so PJ has that philosophy where he is very aggressive. I mean, that's not a surprise to anybody. So he, as weird as it sounds, he had most of his class committed before this past season. So in terms of the class that signed in December and then finished up here a couple of weeks ago, that class was mostly done by the time they ended up winning 11 games. So the hope here, and that was a top 35 or so class, which he is now stacked in terms of the internet era. He is kind of stacked relative to Minnesota terms now, not to the conference. He is stacked, back to back, the two best recruiting classes back to back in the internet era, so to speak, for Minnesota. So people are excited about that up here, as you would guess. And then the hope is that this 11-win season, they just, they beat Auburn down in Tampa, which was, I think, a key win. I mean, I think that, you beat a blue blood out of the SEC that was favored by a touchdown, and they, that game was even more of a, they won by 7, but that game was, like, Minnesota really did control that game. That was a dominating performance by the Gophers. So the hope is that for this upcoming group, this next year, usually there's that lag between a really good year and then the next recruiting class. And they do have, 5 or 6 kids already committed for that class. They've got 2 or 3 committed for the class after that. And I mean, there's no doubt that they are in on a higher level of kid than what they have been before PJ Fleck got here. And then at the end of the day, it comes down to, what can you do on the football field? And Minnesota obviously took advantage of a schedule that was favorable for them, winning, at most games they were supposed to. Their only 2 losses were in Iowa City and in Madison. That's nothing to hang your head about last year, that's for sure.
Mike, I got to ask you about the Twins, my Twins. I confess, I'm a little scared of Scott's White Sox. But what is the buzz up there about picking up Josh Donaldson and others to a team that already won 100 games?
Yeah, I'm excited. People are really, really excited. It was minus 13 degrees when I woke up here, so I wish I was in Fort Myers covering that team and not sitting here at the barn covering Big Ten basketball. Not really, but yeah, it was brutal up here this morning weather-wise. But yeah, I'm excited. I mean, I hit Target Field a handful of times, and Donaldson's addition. Well, first of all, just from a statistical thing, they're losing, 30 homers from C.J. Crone and another 25 from Scope, who played second base. So they needed to get somebody to fill some of that spot. And so, obviously, Donaldson does that and then some. They'll upgrade defensively at third. Although I think I think people looked at his body type and thought he couldn't defend. But he was an underrated defender. He'll be better at first. That'll be a good move for him. And they're going to hit a bunch of homers. They set the record last year. Byron Buxton, of course, people in Cedar Rapids are familiar with him. He is coming off of another injury-plagued year. But, man, when he was playing, he was a difference maker. I mean, I think I saw somebody that does this stuff say that when he's in the game, like the earned run average for the team staff is a third of a run less. You think about that over the course of 100, let's say he plays 140 games, that might be 5-8 wins, which could determine whether you're in or out of the playoffs or a home field or not. So he's huge just on defense alone. He is now starting to show last year when he was healthy that he could hit the baseball as well. So if they can get 140 games out of him, and then you add a Donaldson, and if everyone else kind of holds serve, this team will certainly have some fun, no doubt.
It'll be fun, and it'll be warmer. We know that.
At least, thank goodness. You get about 18 wins out of Kenta Maeda. That'd be good. That'd be good.
Yeah, you think about it. The number 3 start. Obviously, they're going to wait. They'll hopefully get Pineda after his suspension. So that'd be in May, and then Rich Hill, who they got from the Dodgers, he's supposed to be ready in early June. And then you throw those in with Barrios, their ace, and Odorizzi, who was on the All-Star team last year, and Maeda, and some of these young guys that they're excited about. I think the staff, that was the big concern. They really didn't make a splash. I mean, Maeda is a nice addition and versatile. And you hope that staff is just good enough to keep teams low enough in the runs that the home run machine can get enough wins.
Hey, Mike, appreciate the time as always, and have fun with the game coming up on Sunday. It's always fun at the barn when Iowa and Minnesota get together.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, no doubt. And I think for the Gophers, guys, if they don't win this game, it's going to be hard to make the tournament. That's how big and how important I think it is from a Minnesota. So obviously, Iowa's in really good shape. But for Minnesota, this is maybe their most important game of the season here on Sunday.
I would agree. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
Okay, guys. Thank you.
Mike Grimm, Eastern Iowa native and king of fantasy sports. apparently in eastern Iowa, joining us, the play-by-play voice of the Minnesota Golden Gophers. We'll take a break, come back, we'll talk more college hoops. Kevin Lehman, the coach, joins us after this.
Hey guys, spring cleaning is just around the corner, so get ready at Vernon Village True Value.
Yeah, Jim, a heavy-duty interlocking shelving system is just $29.99, and a 2-in-1 24-inch push broom with squeegee is just $18.99.
Right, Hal, and you get a free 3-pack of Best roller covers when you buy any gallon of Easy Care Ultra Premium or Platinum Interior Paint, too.
Hey, want their ad delivered to your phone?
Yeah!
Just text Vernon Village, all one word, to 71441.
Vernon Village True Value, 3501 Mount Vernon Road, Southeast, Cedar Rapids.
When you order Little Caesars Delivery, you'll save $5 or more over the other national chains on delivered pizza. It's the cherry on top of your pizza. Well, not an actual cherry, more of a metaphorical cherry, which is kind of a good band name.
Hello, we are Metaphorical Cherry!
Pizza Pizza.
Savings claim is based on the price of a delivered pizza order with delivery fees for the top 4 national pizza chains on a national basis. Comparison is based on one more large Little Caesars pizzas with up to 5 toppings and the other 3 pizza chains' comparable large pizzas sold at everyday menu prices. Delivery available from participating locations with online orders only plus sales tax.
The Home Depot has a secret recipe for new kitchen appliances, up to 40% off appliance special buys. Like a stainless steel Whirlpool kitchen package for only $18.98, you get a side-by-side refrigerator, electric range, dishwasher, microwave, and for a limited time, over $1,000 off. Guess the secret's out. Save now on a Whirlpool kitchen, only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. U.S. only, gas extra, see store for details, valid through February 26th.
Growing up on a farm, the youngest of 9 kids, Chris had to prove himself, and he did, in the fields and on the court. As a Regina and Simpson College basketball player, he got the nickname Shooter, and it stuck. People still call him Shooter, even now that he's a Coldwell Banker real estate professional. His work ethic, skill, resourcefulness, and 20-plus years working in HVAC design and construction in the Iowa City area have made Chris Lehman the perfect realtor to buy or sell your home with. Get in touch at shootershomes.com.
Back with you at 3:44 on the Gym Class on KGYM, 1600 AM, 102.3 in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 in Iowa City, and the brand new Gym OT, 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids as well. I'm going to continue to talk some basketball with you. And our next guest, Kevin Lehman, Off the Glass. And it is brought to you each week by Coldwell Banker and real estate professional Chris Lehman. With over 20-plus years working in HVAC design and construction, trust Chris if you're in the market to buy or sell in Iowa City and the surrounding areas. Online at shootershomes.com. Find out more at kgymradio.com or just go to shootershomes.com. The coach, Kevin Lehman, joining us here on the Thursday edition of the program. Getting ready. He's in warmer climes today. You're not missing minus 12, are you, Kevin?
I tell you what, Scott, I've been pretty lucky because every time a cold spell hits, southward, it's a lot warmer. I think we're 40 degrees down here with rain.
And you are where?
I'm in Clarksville, Tennessee, and Mark, I'm going to throw this name at you because you remember it. I'm at Austin Peay. Remember in the early 70s, they had a guy named Fly Williams, and their chant was, "Fly is open, let's go pee."
Remember it well.
I looked at the records. He had 252-point games, Fly Williams. You know, and he was in that book, one of my favorite books about college basketball, Heaven is a Playground, written by Rick Kielender, where he followed guys around New York City, and Fly Williams was one of the guys that came out of the New York City playgrounds. He had a great career here at Austin Peay.
North of you in Bloomington, Indiana, Iowa and Indiana get together tonight. Break this one down for us, Kevin.
Oh, Hawks need a win on the road bad. Shorthanded without Pimsel. But you've got an Indiana team that's lost their last four, Mark. If there's any chance for the Hawks to get a win on the road and get this ship right on the road, it's Indiana. Because then you got Minnesota. The problem you've got is Indiana and Minnesota are both bubble teams. You know, Indiana, Lenardi has it as the last four in. Minnesota, Lenardi has as the first four outs. Then after that year, you got to go to Michigan State, Illinois with those. I think they can win those three at home, but they need to get some road wins, this Iowa team. And, you know, in their five losses, they've given up over 90 points per game in the Big Ten. They've got to get more solid defensively, because we know with Garza, Wieskamp, Frederick, they can score buckets.
Despite being under man tonight, I think of the two this weekend, I consider tonight this weekend, Thursday and Sunday, I think this might be the one to get, though. We just talked to Mike Grimm, and Minnesota has 8 days to get ready for Iowa. And it's not going to be easy in Bloomington, but Iowa's not played bad in Bloomington over the years.
Yeah, I think last year, Jordan Bohan hit all those big shots, got it overtime. Of course, he's not around, but this is a team that's reeling right now. The Hoosiers, they've lost five of their last seven. They even brought Bobby Knight back for that Purdue game, and that didn't get them a win. So if there's anyone they can get, I think this is the one. And you know how it is. Once you get that road win, then it gets things going and the confidence up. It might be going into Minnesota a little bit easier, because that's another very winnable game for the Hawks when they go to play in the barn.
You and I, another victory last night, and Illinois State played them very tough at McLeod Center. But the Panthers did what they had to do. Another big night from A.J. Green. Goes over the 1,000-point mark. Burhau had a good night as well for the Panthers. And now they get ready for a bigger game in Chicago on Saturday night.
Well, it's a huge game for a number of reasons against Loyola, because if you're looking at the net rankings and the chance for the Panthers to get an at-large bid, they have two games left at Loyola and at Indiana State. Loyola, very good at home. I'll guarantee you, I got the call for that game too, guys. That's going to be a slugfest. It will be like a 62-59 game. And the Panthers, now they beat Loyola in overtime at the McLeod Center, but they've lost the previous four to Loyola, has had their number. Of course, different year. Green has grown up in a hurry. Got to be hands down Larry Bird Player of the Year. And you mentioned Burhau. He has really expanded his game. Rebounded for them. We knew he could make threes, but he's also taking the ball to the rack now. And I think it's a great matchup there where you have Austin Fife against Cameron Krutwig in the middle.
By the way, Kevin, speaking of Missouri Valley Conference basketball, our Tuesday guest, your partner, Mitch Holtis, said he may have to put you on a word count here soon.
What do I say about Mitch? High tide raises all ships, so even he can make me look good. So fun to work with him. And he is so energetic and knowledgeable, and he loves the Valley. He really loves doing Valley games. And he calls it, you know, as we know, America's Renaissance League.
He does. Well, you got to love it if you're driving 5 hours after a Super Bowl win and buying pizza on the way back.
Yeah, he was supposed to do the Drake game on that Wednesday, and that's when they had the parade in Kansas City. So Brad Wells filled in for him on that game with Adam Emmenecker. But he wasn't going to miss another one. So I've got him. I'm paired up with him at the Missouri Valley Tournament, so we always have a blast down there. And you know, he emcees the event, as you guys mentioned on air. He's the guy to handle Darren DeVries, the Coach of the Year trophy last year.
Speaking of Drake, we were singing its praises last week after that game against UNI, and what happened last night against Missouri State?
You know, it just seems that they hit a wall. It's been so strange, and not only the Valley, but the Big Ten and some of these scores. Even look at Loyola went into Indiana State, they were down 25. So as Darren DeVries said, they just got back on their heels and couldn't ever recover. And with all he said, Missouri State is a very talented team. They hit 14 threes in that game, Mark. They got a lot of talent. They just haven't put it together. So they maybe find their stride now. What Drake is in a battle for now, guys, is to stay out of that Thursday night play-in game. Three-way tie with Valparaiso and Missouri State, all three at 6-7. Two of those teams are getting up on Thursday night, and we know no team has ever come out of Thursday night in the Valley and able to advance past the semis.
Who would you and I not like to see Friday at noon in St. Louis in that 1-8 game? I got to think it's Missouri State, just because, like you said, they are talented and they can put it together when they need to.
Well, the thing about Missouri State, though, is Illinois will clip them twice, badly. They hit 17 threes in the game that McLeod and I called. They had 13 threes against them in Springfield. But sometimes, you know, when you beat that team really bad twice, that's the one you don't want to play because your players aren't focused. The other team's loosey-goosey, got nothing to lose. But yeah, I'd say Missouri State, and even that Illinois State team, that if you watch that game, they've got some talent. They're a dangerous team. They just can't get the free throw line. They didn't shoot a free throw in that game in Cedar Falls last night, and that's almost unheard of, a team not going to the free throw line. But, guys, the Valley, like a lot of teams, much like the Big Ten, there are some dangerous teams lingering around the middle and the bottom of those standings.
Kevin, Iowa State lost by nearly 30 to Oklahoma on the road last night. It was a close game at halftime and just got blown out in the second. In your opinion, what kind of shape is this team and program in, not just for this season, but next?
Well, they know we've got Xavier Foster coming in, but he's going to need some help next year. Without Halliburton, I look for a tough finish. I thought maybe they'd get three more wins, maybe four in the Big 12 before he got hurt, but I don't think that's going to happen now. So when you look at their schedule, they've got Texas at home. You know, that's a winnable game with Halliburton. I don't know if it is now. Then they got to go to Kansas. They still got to go to Oklahoma State and Kansas State. You know, those are bottom teams, but they're on the road. So can they get any magic back in Hilton? I don't know. They got to have some guys step up that have not done it before, Mark. Terrence Lewis, Trey Jackson, Zion Griffin, those guys are going to have to put some points up. Bolton at a point guard position, I think will make him stronger for next year. But, you know, his assist turnover ratio is 1-to-1. It's not what Halliburton was by any measure or stretch of imagination.
And Iowa State's got to play now. More than likely, they got to play that first day. So it's going to be even tougher for them. Hey, before we let you go, I want to ask you this. Take away the Big Ten, take away Pac-12, ACC, what have you. Best conference out there besides that, besides the Power Five grouping?
Well, are you going to throw the Big East in there? Because they're usually considered Major Six. Because it'd be the Big East,
right?
Without a doubt. But I think after that, boy, it's a toss-up. You know, the American has been up and down, too, with Houston probably the best team there. Cincinnati's underperformed. The West Coast, though, with Gonzaga, St. Mary's, and BYU, they're looking at getting possibly three bids. And the other league in the mid-majors that's fun to watch is Atlantic 10 with Dayton.
Yeah.
You know, and Dayton has the big kid in the middle that's getting some talk for player of the year along with Luka Garza. So I'd say, you know, the A-10's got a lot of depth, but their bottom's bad. Obi Toppin from Dayton is getting a lot of looks for player of the year along with Luka Garza, Miles Powell from Seton Hall. I think Luka's got a great shot at that, guys.
We'll see. He's got to have a good finish, no doubt about that. Yeah, I would go with West Coast.
Well,
I would go with West Coast. BYU is 22 in the net right now.
Yeah, but, you know, the West Coast, the bottom of that half, you can't even name some of those teams.
are you saying that the University of Portland is having a tough year at 1-10 in the West Coast Conference, the Pilots?
Well, I understood. I heard that Mark Few in practice splits his first team up and has a goal against one another, so they have competition. Because they're not getting it on some of these other lower tiered teams in the Big West. So that's one of his keys to success. I would love to see Gonzaga join the Pac-12.
Mm. For basketball only? Obviously. But
well, they don't have football.
No.
That'd be a great level for them to play in.
I caught myself.
Pac-12 teams don't have football either.
Yeah.
That's mean, Mark.
They've dominated that league so much for so long. I don't know how they keep doing it.
Yeah.
Once they get in the league, you know the other team you got to talk about, guys, San Diego State. Undefeated. They may go undefeated this season.
They got a good team. They got a really, really good team. Hey, we're out of time. We'll let you go and get ready for Austin Peay basketball tonight.
All right, buddy, the fly's open, so let's go pee.
All right. Talk to you next week, Kevin.
All right, see you guys.
Off the glass with Kevin Lehman. Fly Williams, look it up, folks. He was a tremendous player for Austin Peay. 3:57, quick break, and we'll let you know what happened on the lanes last night after this.
I got that electricity charge inside, energy like a lightning strike. Take one spark and I will ignite, never stopping, I won't stand by.
Now that Human Resources Director Ryan Lee has Kronos for HR, payroll, talent, and time, he's really on top of his game. He even has his own hype song.
I'm the best beyond belief. I got strength and got the speed.
Entire workforce, complete with different hours, skill sets, and pay grades.
No, nobody catching up. They're not fast or strong enough.
I got that electricity charge inside. Take one spark in.
I'm attracting and engaging the best people every step of the way.
Never stopping, I won't stand by.
Kronos, HR solutions for the modern workforce and the people who support them. Learn more at kronos.com/HR swagger.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league, but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the gym. And it was Position Night, our Bowling Night in America recap brought to you by May City Bowl on Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids.
No dough for us. Rusty Nails got blown out the first two games, but stopped the bleeding in the last, and they got 12.5 out of 30 points. So we are in eighth place, still above 500. Pro Bowling Concepts.
Way to go, Donners.
Tip of the hat to
the Hyatts and
Donners
everybody.
Times three. Yeah, and the Hyatts. Roger Taylor, 279 for a high game. Kevin Klein and Jeff Hansen both with 278s.
We bowled against Jeff Hansen.
Yeah, he hurt us big time. Lonnie Clark with a top series, 756. Our friend Marcus Smith, 754 right behind him.
And a special shout-out to our friend Steve Carter on Tuesday night with a 300 game.
Yes.
Way to go, Steve-o. And Bowling Night in America back next Wednesday. Todd and Alex, they're coming up next on KGYM.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown. The Astros opened training camp today apologizing for their 2017 sign-stealing on the way to the team's first World Series title. Third baseman Alex Bregman.
Baseball players are human beings, and human beings make mistakes, and I'm sorry for all the choices that we made.
Team owner Jim Crane apologized, but also said the sign-stealing didn't affect the games. Diamondbacks right-hander Mike Leake hopes to be ready for the start of the new season. Leake broke his left hand when he took a fall while chasing his dog. Golf, the first round at Riviera today. Matt Kuchar has the early lead with a 7-under 64. There's a big group, three shots back, including Tiger Woods, who just made the turn. Organizers of the Summer Olympics in Tokyo stressed again today the games will go on in spite of ongoing concerns about coronavirus. Local Olympics Committee President Yoshiro Mori says they are not considering postponing or canceling.